Coloring in the Creation, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, when Krishna returned home to Vrajabhumi, he was seen by all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. He was wearing a peacock feather in his helmet, which was also decorated with forest flowers. Krishna was also garlanded with flowers and painted with different colored minerals collected from the caves of Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is always famous for supplying natural red dyes, and Krishna and his friends painted their bodies with them. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 14.
I had an interesting experience recently. I was accompanying a small child to a play area within a public venue. There were different stations, such as a supermarket, a pantry, a train set, and even a place to put on a puppet show. Children are attracted to such a place, and so it is a nice way to encourage socialization. One of the stations involved coloring. There were printed pages of different animals and sufficient crayons available. Let the imagination run free. There is no right or wrong way. The aim of the activity is fun. Allow the children to be creative. As is sometimes known to happen, the children prefer the adults to join them in the activities. I was asked to color, as well, which I had not done in many decades. I am not skilled in crafts. I never did well in art class. Anyway, I got to coloring this one picture of a lizard. I used the green crayon. I wasn't really paying attention. I just had to keep going, in order to maintain the child's interest. After a few moments, I couldn't help but marvel at the progress. The same lizard was now a beautiful green color. Staying within the lines and moving the crayon back and forth produced something to be appreciated. It only took a few moments for the transformation to take place. I never expected the outcome to be as such. I got me to thinking about the entire creation. As a whole, there are so many parts. If we were to remove the colors, as a kind of abstract vision, an artist, more skilled than myself, could get to work. They could produce something amazing, based on their imagination. The entire creation is already colored in. This is obviously the product of intelligence. No one could say that the result is random, as there are expected colors for different species. I realize that according to Vedic teachings, Lord Brahma is the creator. He is in charge of using the different modes of nature to produce body types and temporary establishments for the jiva souls. At the same time, I think God deserves the ultimate credit. Though this is a shadow copy of the spiritual world, just witness the beauty. It is embedded in every nook and corner. I think artists can use such appreciation as a beginning step for understanding the Almighty.
The artistic beauty is obvious in the picture presented of the spiritual land of Vrindavan. Though a physical area within the temporary material world, it is a kind of replica of what is available in Vaikuntha. In that sense, there is equivalence. The Vrindavan visible to our eyes is essentially the spiritual world. We find breathtaking beauty in the trees, in the cows, in the parrots, in the mountains. The beauty is used to decorate Sri Krishna by those who love him. Since he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ornaments essentially become more beautiful through the association, instead of the other way around. The wonderfully colored flowers align together into a necklace. There are different colored minerals naturally available. A factory is not necessary. The nearby Govardhan Hill produces so much for the benefit of the inhabitants. Based on the annual worship in honor of that hill, Govardhan is non-different from Krishna. In addition to the flowers, there is amazing color to the clothes. Krishna is known to wear yellow garments, while his brother Balarama wears blue. There is the beautiful white color of the cows, who produce milk in abundance. The mothers dress themselves nicely for their interactions with Krishna, who is their dependent child. The young gopis are the most beautifully adorned, as they rendezvous with Krishna under the bright moonlight of Sharada Purnima. The Supreme Lord is Purna, or complete. The culture associated with his service is the same. There is nothing lacking, which explains why a person can go years and years deriving bliss through regularly chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, beautiful picture color needing, Supreme Lord thus proceeding, ability to demonstrate, in output to create, such that nowhere else to find, like Vrindavan's beauty in mind, where cows, trees, and flowers too, connected to child of bluish hue.